BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, it's Scott, and here's the podcast, my World Cup song with Five Sauce is gathering momentum around the world. We'll hear from some of the places that are talking about it. Plus, Chris runs through some of the other options, and Alice plays Real or No Real.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, it's Mills here. Good to be back on. Can I just say, I was working on a secret project yesterday. I was not off sick, as a lot of you were texting me and tweeting me yesterday. What did you say with Hugh when I wasn't listening?
We just weren't sure what you were doing, really. We weren't sure if you were having meetings with BBC Sport or someone connected to the World Cup. We didn't know.
And those people were tweeting me going, oh, you're off because you're ill. Suck it up, princess, it's only a cold. Is that what you told them?
No. That was the other thing that crossed my mind, is that maybe your man flu had gone on for 2 days. But you seem much better now.
Tell you what, it's dragging on, though. So I've got a new thing. I'm not going to let this happen again. I can't.
I've been
feeling rubbish the last few days.
Well, having man flu?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, but it's unavoidable, Scott.
Well, it's not. So as a precaution, what I am doing in future is I will be carrying around this antibacterial hand gel with me.
Oh, no, not one of those.
And if you ever... Don't be offended, any of you on the team, but if you ever shake hands with me or hug me or have any kind of bodily contact at all, afterwards I will be using the antibac.
Will you?
Just to let you know.
It is kind of insulting, but what are you going to do? Like, if one of our bosses comes up to you, shakes you by the hand, are you then going to whip that out
antibac,
straight away?
Yeah,
really?
Sorry about that. And like, imagine if you're Dermot O'Leary on X Factor, for example. You must get to... You have to meet loads of people. You have to hug them. You have to shake their hands.
Yeah.
Seriously, Dermot, you're going to catch a death of cold. Get yourself some antibac.
Oh, but what a great thing to do to a celebrity. I say do it the other way around. So if you ever get the chance to meet a famous, or you think you're going to meet a famous, a great way to insult them would be shake them by the hand, be really happy to have met them, but then whip out some antibacterial right in front of them and start doing it.
Shall I do it next time someone really famous comes in?
Shall we test it?
We'll both do it. So shake their hand. Oh, hi, Rihanna. Yeah. Thanks so much for coming in. Just sit there while the song's on. No, don't even say it.
Oh, no.
So, like, hi, Rihanna. Is this where I sit? Yeah, you sit there for the interview. And then I just whip this out. We don't say anything.
Yeah, okay, like, good idea. I like this.
Just a little bit there on the hand.
The secret project, which you just referred to. Do you want to give us any more details?
No, that's why it's secret. It's called secret for a reason.
So shall we all guess? Is
no.
that the game here? Or
moving on. Yes, it is Bambaleo Wednesday, but it's not happening yet. You know I like to tease you. But, you know, just wait for it. Sam in Swansea and Jamie in Liverpool and Ashley doing some science revision in Essex. It's coming a bit later on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Five seconds of summer.
We've been dealing with thousand heartbreaks.
Yes.
But you know we still believe. We wear the same shirts as our fathers. And our hearts upon our sleeve.
I think I prefer this to their actual single. Is that really bad?
Oh, awkward.
Why is that awkward? Am I not allowed to say that? Well, no, I'm not allowed to say that.
This is the one that they're making absolutely no money from, Chris.
Well, so what?
No.
There's no one we can't be.
A lot of people have been getting the free download. If you want this song, then you're going to have to hurry up because you only got till Monday. You have to be quick. Get it from the Radio 1 website. I think there's loads more people that could still download it, because if you look at the YouTube views compared to the people that have done the free download so far, there's quite a gulf between them. So let's change that. If you want Hearts Upon Our Sleeve, my football song with 5 seconds of summer, you'd have to pay for it. It's absolutely free. Just get it from the Radio 1 website now. If you've watched the video and you liked it, then get it on your phone, get it on your computer, download it for free from the Radio 1 website.
Do you know what would be wicked? If more people do it, then technically you'll be able to see... Because, like, I don't know how many it takes to be the equivalent of a number one.
I don't.
But you'd be able to sort of compare the two where it would have gone in the charts.
Well, obviously, I mean, it will change between weeks. Like, sometimes you can have number one with this much, sometimes number one with that much. But it would be quite cool to compare, wouldn't it? Where we'd be in the chart if it was allowed to be in the chart.
Here's the other problem. When you put a song out there, like you have, then surely it starts getting put on weird places, or you can download it from weird... Like, people need to download it from the Radio 1 website for it to count as a proper stack. Because I'm sure loads of people have got it, but they need to get it from the proper place.
Yeah, you need to get it from the Radio 1 website, otherwise it won't count towards our figures.
Yes.
and that's the most important thing, let's be honest. So it's Hearts Upon Our Sleeve. It's our World Cup song we've done, which I think is, which I know is better than the Pitbull and Jennifer Lopez one. Mm. Let's face it, what do they know about football?
The crowd and the stands and out in the streets. Every fan, everywhere on the edge of their seats. It's a beautiful day for a beautiful game.
bbc.co.uk/radio1 if you want to get our football song with 5 Seconds of Summer. Video's had so many views on YouTube, but get this free download in your life. You've got to be quick because it'll disappear from the website on Monday.
The world is at our feet.
Play another chorus. Yeah.
We've been filled with thousand heartbreaks, but you know we still believe. We were as anxious as our fathers, and our hearts upon our sleeve. No stop is now we've started, because there's no one we can't beat. We were the same shots as our fathers, and our hearts upon our sleeve.
Even Annie Mack said it was quite good.
That's a good thing.
It really is.
BBC Radio 1.
You're going to love that the text that me and Grimmy were sending to each other earlier after I appeared on the Radio and Breakfast show this morning.
Was it just naive? I mean, basically know nothing about football.
He's like, can we get obsessed with football?
Right.
Great excuse to get on the beers. Mm. Obsessed. So I have a feeling that what's going to happen is during the World Cup, and I know this will annoy you, that there will be times where me and Grimmy get on the beers and...
And I'm left out.
Well, not left out, but... That we become obsessed with football and actually learn enough for it to annoy you.
Yeah, you see, it feels like I'm being selfish if I say that you shouldn't get into football, because I think you should, but I think you should do it for the right reasons.
Not with him, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying...
Because he's like the other woman here, is he?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying do it, but do it for the right... Don't do it with the sole purpose of annoying me.
I'm not just... I do get involved in the World Cup.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone does.
This is why I feel this whole song started with a bit of a joke that you thought it'd be quite funny to wind me up, say you're going to do it. But now it does feel like you're actually doing more with the World Cup than I am now. So I've got to be honest, it's another situation, a bit like not too long ago, where the Radio 1 Breakfast Show decided to play a game at Wembley and I was cruelly left out of the team.
So you feel like maybe I'm doing more about football on the radio station than you are
than,
right
than
now.
Than I am. And at that point, yeah.
Yeah. Like this song, you mean?
Yes, yeah. It's another thing, isn't it?
So our football song with 5 Seconds of Summer, it's going everywhere. Some people are a bit confused how you download it and also as to why it will vanish on Monday. Don't worry about that, but it will. On Monday, it won't be on the Radio 1 website anymore, so you need to download it now, and it's free. No charge. No monies will change hands. Free. And it's so easy to get this song if you like Hearts Upon Our Sleeve and you have it forever... to keep. Once you've downloaded it, it'll stay there and you can have it. Easiest thing to do if you're on your phone, because some people are saying they're finding it hard to get it on their phone. Easiest thing to do if you're on your phone is go to the Radio 1 Twitter at BBCR1 or Radio 1 on Facebook, and you can download it straight to your phone that way. That's the easiest way to do it if you're on your phone. If not on your phone, go to the Radio 1 homepage and click on the massive box.
I mean, it's literally huge. It's the massive box on the left.
You can't miss it.
And then when you click on that, it takes you through to the link. And it's just there on the right. It says download it here and you can do it right there.
It's a good song, right?
Yeah.
It's really good. And obviously, I don't know much about football. Neither do 5 Seconds of Summer. But I hope that we've captured some of the emotion of the World Cup and how you feel if you're a football fan in this song. Also, we're going global, mate, going global. Right, so thank you to our listeners that have been sending in these. This is from Ian. Thank you, Ian, who spotted us having a shout-out on CBS in Philadelphia. Whoa. In actual America the other night.
The Australian boy band teaming with BBC Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills to put out this tune. It's called Hearts Upon Our Sleeve.
I think Ian recorded that off cassette.
That guy's voice is amazing.
This year's official World Cup song by Jennifer Lopez and Pitbull has gotten a lot of flack, so 5 Seconds of Summer are taking matters into their own hands.
And me.
Do you feel undershadowed, but then you are a featuring?
I'm a feat. I'm not the actual thing. Yeah. And they're like a global phenomenon, so let them have it. Right. I'm just pleased they're on the song, you know?
Mm.
And What's this Indonesian
one? Oh, this is a good one. Right, this is an article that I spotted in Indonesia, but didn't understand it. I mean, I did it by typing in 5 seconds of summer and Scott Mills, and this came up. So what I did is I ran it through Google Translate to find out what they were saying.
But that never really works, though, does it? Well, we get the general idea, do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
So you've translated it from an Indonesian website into English?
Yes.
Okay.
Through his Twitter account, 5SOS promote the single, which also involves a veteran British broadcaster, the Scott Mills.
Veteran?
Veteran.
Veteran! Jeez, how old do they think I am?
Veteran.
Veteran.
Young, not boy band, young band, 5 Seconds of Summer with
veterans.
In fact, they provide an opportunity for the fans and football enthusiasts for the anthem free download to 9. June.
Right, okay, this is not really working for me, Chris. The translate thing.
I'm sure
his
it's
collaboration with announcer Scott Mills get positive responses, especially for the British people.
Yes.
Radio broadcaster BBC has become one of the idol that is not expected to be involved in a single. Upon a heart's sleeves with 5SOS.
That's right. I agree with everything you just said.
You are still very insulted by the veteran part of that, aren't you?
A little bit.
It's all fine.
And then we've also been on the bump on Today FM, and
that's in Australia. Oh, wow.
And that's where the boys are from, of course. So let's hear what The Bump have got to say about the single.
The Bump's 5 Seconds of Summer have recorded with our friends at BBC One.
No, what? The Bump's 5 Seconds of Summer, you don't own them. I mean, thanks for your support, but like, let's not get this twisted, you don't own the band. Anyway, continue.
The Bums' 5 Seconds of Summer have recorded with our friends at BBC One in the UK an anthem for the Soccer World Cup in Brazil.
Soccer? Radio One.
Soccer?
Radio One.
No, now, hang on, we thought it'd be like a parody song, but it's not.
No.
We love it. And for the fandom, here it is, the first play of Hearts Upon Our Sleeve. 5SOS on The Bum.
Absolutely no mention of featuring Scott Mills there at all.
I reckon they cut you out.
Well, they have cut me out because, if you know, at the beginning of the song, there's a bit of commentary that goes...
Yeah.
5 Seconds of Summer and Scott Mills won. The rest, nil. Wasn't on that bit, was it?
Oh, no, you don't think they took out the rap?
They've taken me out, I promise you. Let's hear the next bit.
It's an anthem for the Soccer World Cup, sang by Australia's very own 5 Seconds of Summer, a radio first play only on The Bump.
No, it's not. Not a radio first play for you, is it?
It's not soccer.
Okay, they're annoying me now.
See in Hamilton, Queensland, what do you think?
It's amazing. It's so good. I've listened to it on repeat like 500 times.
Yeah.
Making it my ringtone. It's amazing.
It just sounds better on the radio though, right?
Yeah, of course. Better on The Bump Show.
If you want to hear it again, we just posted up a photo of 5SOS on our Instagram. If we get 3,000 likes before 10 o'clock, we're going to spin it again. So search for Bump Show and follow us.
Okay, I will do.
Absolutely no mention of me there.
She's a very compliant caller. She seems very good.
It's so good. I've heard it like 5,000 times.
Is that his mate?
Yeah, kind of. No.
Anyway, you know the picture that they're asking for 3,000 or 5,000 likes to get it played again? I've seen the picture and I've noticed it's just like a screenshot
from
the video.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's just like pause on the video.
I reckon what they've done is they've done a special edit for that radio station where...
You're off.
I'm not in it.
I mean, it's good that they're supporting the song, but this isn't what you want. You don't want to be cut out, do you? I mean, you're a veteran.
It's kind of my idea, so don't be nicking it. And don't say it's the first radio play. Don't call it soccer and don't cut me out.
Oh, even better, do you reckon he's put his own rap on it?
Oh!
Oh, that could be good.
You know, sometimes where on other radio stations where they're like, oh, we can't play rap, but they still want to play the song, they actively take the rap out. Have you noticed this?
Yeah.
One of the examples where I thought, God, if I was Flo Rida, I'd be really annoyed. Ollie Murs, Troublemaker. They play it on every single radio station, but on stations for slightly older people, they think Flo Rida might be offensive. So they take him out of the song. If I was Flo Rida, I'd be ringing up the radio station going, hello, I'm on the song also.
Yeah.
Same with that, what's that song, Payphone, Maroon 5, Wiz Khalifa. Wiz Khalifa, on a lot of stations, not getting a look in.
You didn't expect this, did you? I think you've been cut out, Mills.
I'm the Wiz Khalifa of Radio 1. Something I never thought I'd say.
Wow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky in Liverpool says some radio stations take Will I Am out of Hall of Fame by the script. Why? It's basically a duet. It's quite rude. I'd be on the phone, on my really fancy phone, which also makes tea, if I was Will.i.am, going, hello?
I remember hearing on one radio station, it was a song with Eminem and Rihanna. I can't remember which one it
is. Monster.
Yeah, possibly, but they took out all Eminem.
Yeah, what's the point? So it's just her going, friends with the monster, friends with the monster. Yeah. No Eminem at all. Don't, it's just rude. What about the T.I. rap in Blurred Lines? Off on some stations, rhyming with Bart. Someone says that they do it with the rapping Plan B.
Oh, harsh. That's harsh.
That's really harsh. That's him. She said, like, not on it at all. Just the chorus.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oi, Mills, what's happening with Bumalow Wednesday today?
I'm just not really feeling it.
I know what you mean. You sort of have to feel right for it because, you know, Bumalow Wednesday is all about halfway through the week, getting ready for the weekend, right? Getting through hump day. But if you've kind of got the hump, which you seem to have.
I don't have the hump. It's just that I don't feel very well. I've already been called a veteran by a website in Indonesia.
Oh, man up, princess. Do you think the world's against you? Like, what are you saying?
Stop calling me princess, you weirdo. Okay, right, we'll do it in a minute, all right?
What do you need? Do you need everyone to send you,
no,
like, compliments?
I don't. Look.
Let's do that.
Ignore
Can
me.
Everyone try and prep up his ego slightly?
No, I don't want
double
that.
One, double
right,
nine.
You're mistaking this, right? You think every time I don't feel like... Yeah, radio presenters are allowed to have an off day now and again.
Yeah,
I know it doesn't
is,
happen very often.
This is now the third...
What do you mean the third?
Why are you rubbing that anti back on your hands as
just
well?
Just to protect, like, myself from you.
As if it's going to cure man flu.
I'm trying everything. I'm trying every kind of vitamin. I'm drinking them. I'm eating them.
Eight double... No, I'll tell you what.
I don't need people to stroke my ego.
Fine.
Just leave me alone. I'll keep playing songs. We'll do Bumalow Wednesday. Business as
no,
usual.
No, but you're doing it in a wrong way. You're doing it with a bad mood. 81199. Say something nice to Mills and hopefully we'll have this on soon. Because it's already late enough.
Yeah, we haven't done it, have we?
Just prep up his ego slightly. He might cheer up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
What's that?
I don't know. I feel empowered, though.
Absolute noise. Beyonce. I mean, I love Beyonce, but what is that? Oh, I said that about one of her other ones before, though. Then it got really big. What one was it? I think it might have been Single Ladies. What's this noise?
What's that?
Seriously, though, love. 3.5 minutes of absolute nonsense.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on. Right, I'm fine now.
Yeah?
I'm fine.
Hundreds of texts, loads of tweets.
Craig says, come on, Mills, remember you're a strong, independent woman. That's true, I am.
Yeah.
A lot of man up, princess. You don't look that much like Psy, says Matt.
Mm.
What? That's another thing. Stop making me paranoid. Chad and Anna on the way to Alton Towers. Yeah, that's good. I hope you feel better soon. There's a lot of that coming in. I'm all right. I don't like a fuss. Hi, Max.
Hello.
Hello. What are you saying?
Well, you're out on off day, but not on a Wednesday.
Because it's Bumalow Wednesday.
Everyone loves Bumalow Wednesday.
I know, but I can't predict my off days, can I?
But you can't have it now because everyone needs their motivation to get through revision for their exams.
True. Okay. It's not all about Mills, is it?
Are you doing...
It's not all about you.
Are you doing revision at the moment?
I am, yeah.
What are you revising?
I'm revising maths for my A2 exams.
This has really cheered me up.
You're hating this.
All right, Max.
All
good luck with your revision.
Thank you.
It'll be on in a minute. Good luck. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
How can I help?
Well, it's a Wednesday.
Correct.
We all know what that means.
Simples.
It's exactly. I've cooked pulled pork... Especially, I've got my Mexican vibes going on, and I need Bumalow Wednesday to top it off.
Round of applause to you, sir.
Have you done yourself a Mexican because it's Bumalow Wednesday?
I pretty much have, yeah.
Why you said that? I've cooked pulled
pork. And now you're telling me there's no Bumalow Wednesday.
Right.
Pulled pork.
Sort it out, Mills.
Okay.
Pulled pork's on, man.
All right, Dan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not too much tease today, please, Mills.
Too much what?
Not too much tease.
Yes. Sorry to all Beyonce fans, just don't think it's her best work. Oh, this has made me feel a lot better. Actually, it really has. Coming up, Twin Atlantic. Radio 1.
When we're ready.
Imagine if you just literally put Radio 1 on at this moment.
A load of people complaining about pulled pork and some Gypsy Kings. Mm.
Also coming up, some live music from Dizzy Rascal.
Halfway through the week. Yes, it's nearly the weekend. We're on. Go, go, go.
Come on. Here we go. Yes, Gemma. Bumble Wednesday, because it's my last working day before I marry an actual Spanish. She's marrying him tomorrow. Oh, yeah. That was definitely the right decision. Definitely the right decision.
Let's go!
Jump higher.
And scream louder.
Scream louder.
See summer.
See summer with BBC Radio 1.
From Glasgow to Ibiza, we're seizing summer. So get amongst all the action as we bring you...
Download Festival.
The BBC at Glastonbury.
If you're ready to sing, put your hands up in the air.
Tea in the Park.
I'm going to see summer by going to Tea in the Park.
The Reading Festival.
Go on, Reading!
And
BBC Radio 1 en Ibiza.
Make some noise!
Seize summer with BBC Radio 1.
So, you know, we're doing See Summer this summer on Radio 1. If you could do absolutely anything, what would it be? Because with some magic and special effects, we can make it happen. Tell us your ultimate way of seizing summer. Maybe you want to be on a donkey ride in Blackpool with Pharrell, like Grimmy is in his picture. Or maybe you want to be at the World Cup, where Chris is winning, being held aloft by me and a man with no face, also on the Radio 1 Twitter right now. Yes. Or maybe you want to, I don't know, do your own festival on the mood. On the moon. On the moon. Not mood. Moon.
In a mood, like Mills.
Or maybe you want to be in a mood. Anything creative or funny or amazing that you've always wanted to do, tell us what it is. Get in touch on Twitter, at BBCR1, Radio 1 Facebook or Instagram. Make sure you use the hashtag SeizeSummer. Don't text. Just hashtag it SeizeSummer and we'll see it. And we maybe could get in touch with you and you can help us make our amazing trailer, which will be on TV.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know how sometimes I brass up some songs?
Yeah.
I need to get some out-of-tune violins for that one, I think.
Yeah, it all goes off.
Really does. Jack White on Radio 1. So, back to the football songs then, which I'm a little bit obsessed with at the moment, mostly my own.
Yes. Well, sorry, no, basically, I found a load of alternative World Cup songs, but they're not like yours, they're not just about the World Cup, they're about England in the main. But I wanted to share a few of them to kind of show you where you're doing well and maybe where you're not doing so well by comparing and contrasting.
Okay.
Go wap, wap, go, go, wap, wap,
okay, I can hear what go, I think go, is Living on a Prayer. Wap,
wap, yes, go, go, it's Living on a Prayer by a group called All the King's Men. This is their England song.
And they're an a cappella group. I can't hear any instruments here.
I just thought we could hear a few of them.
Stevie puts the ball in the box.
Oh, God.
Rooney missed the strike. He's down on his luck. It's tough.
This is just lazy.
I know what you mean, especially when they're other songs and they're just being used, you know, like with England lyrics.
If you would like to download my official Radio 1 World Cup song, we can be the official Radio 1 one, can't we? Then it's 5 Seconds of Summer. They're very good, featuring me on a rap. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I mean, I appreciate yours as a World Cup one as well, not in England, but you'll get the idea of what else is out there. This next one is by World Cup. Is it World Cup Buster?
It's been a long time since we last won it. From then until now, it's been hurting a bit. And now we're here once more as Bobby's friend. We're ready to bring it back and do it again.
Not even a song.
Do you like this?
No.
Do you recognise this? Because weirdly, I was looking at the video earlier and you're in the video.
Doing what?
I don't know. I don't know why you decided you wanted to moonlight around different World Cup songs.
What am I doing in the video? Am I in the video?
Yes, there's a whole load of celebrities with I think it's either a bear or a dog sort of dancing like this. And they've been outside work. They've been outside here and you're on. You're in the video.
Dancing with a dog? I don't remember that.
I
remember that, wouldn't I?
I think they're doing it for a charity. I mean, a lot of these songs are for charity, so, I mean, fair play for that.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember doing that.
Yes, it's you with the... I think it's... Is that a dog? I can't tell. But yes, you're there dancing away.
Was I duped into dancing with a dog with not knowing what it was for?
Possibly.
That does sometimes happen outside Radio 1. Like in the past, people have been like, hey, how are you? Hold this, and then take a picture. And then before you know it, you're on an advert for, I don't know, fly spray or something.
Or indeed a rival song.
Yeah. Unbelievable!
But there's a cracking rap in that one. I say cracking, it's probably not the best.
Now here's one that I'm aware of. It's the comedy offering of the year from Omid Jalili and the First 11. It's called England's Going Out to Do It Again. At least it's an original song.
Mm. And that's Omid Jalili there. I'm not sure how to pronounce the last name.
Jalili.
Anyway, the next one is from Disco Mister. Hey, hey, here we go. Come on,
England, bring it home. Sing, hey, hey. Oh, is this the teacher that's doing it for charity?
Yes. Hey, hey, here we go. Come on, England, bring it home. Sing, hey, hey,
here we go. Come on, England, bring it home. Okay.
Quite good. There's another one called Bring Back the Roar. And this is an interesting one. This has got a guy who used to be on EastEnders.
Used to be on EastEnders.
I don't think he is anymore.
Is it Barry?
So that's quite cool. It's interesting how people get celebrities involved in their songs, isn't it?
Smile as the sun comes through the rain.
Okay, I've just got this. Mr. England, played by EastEnders star Neil McDermott, performing an anthem. He's taking it upon himself to do this. Who did Neil McDermott play?
Not sure.
Okay.
Feeling it?
Mm.
But again,
it's not as good as mine.
It's just interesting to see what's out there, isn't there? There's one, and there's this new one, right?
Ryan in EastEnders.
Ryan. There's this new
still
one
don't know.
That I heard about yesterday when I was doing some research for this. And Lily Allen's put on her Twitter about, well, she's called it her unofficial World Cup song.
I saw this. But it's not about football.
It's really strange. It doesn't sound like a football song, and I don't think it talks about football.
I like it. She's like, yeah, that's my football song. Nothing to do with football.
You can't just put a song out just around this time and say it's a football song.
It's got to be a bit about football, Lily Allen.
But anyway, I think it's just interesting to see what else is out there so you know what you're up against.
Wait, stop, pause. Venga Boys? They've done one.
I've not heard this yet.
Yes, they have.
No way.
It's called To Brazil. The boys in Rio got that boom, 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 boom. Lol.
The girls in Rio be like zoom, 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 zoom.
God.
Oh my God.
It's the actual Venga Boys.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I've just been made aware of the video.
Yeah, don't look at the video.
Right.
Hey, are you seeing Sir Duster tonight?
I am, yeah.
Can you not persuade him to do a football one?
I guarantee you, after a couple of drinks tonight and a curry, and we're probably going to watch the football tonight, he will end up saying he wants to do a World Cup song. Should I encourage it or should I not?
Well, I don't want it to eclipse mine, but then I don't think it will.
Should I try to record something on my phone tonight?
Absolutely, yes. The Scott Mills Daily. I was in a coffee shop earlier.
Yeah.
And that's it. Here's Vance Joy. No. Right, and I was like, can I have a latte, please? And they're like, yeah, but we haven't got any H2O.
Water?
So I say, what, you mean you haven't got any water? And like, yeah, no H2O. So I'm like, right, you haven't got any water. It's just that we've run out of H2O.
Why do they keep calling it that?
I don't know. I'm like, but I've got a picture here to prove it, right? So they make my drink. Let's put this on the Twitter if we can. Mm.
But
it actually says on it, no H2O.
I don't understand. So what was it?
Tasted exactly the same as normal. Like a normal latte, which tastes of like coffee and a bit of water and some froth.
But isn't that frothy milk anyway?
Why is there no H2O? What do you mean there's no water? What was in it instead?
And why call it H2O? That's really weird.
I've got many questions, but like, have a look at this picture. It clearly says no H2O. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills Daily. Look, everyone, it's Alice Levine. Hi.
They can't see me.
Oh, yeah. Are you right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Really good. Thanks for coming in to play Real or No Real today.
Nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober. What's going on?
Oh, not a lot. You know me.
What's news? You must have some goss.
Oh, my God. I've got so much goss, but none of it is broadcastable.
Were you at those fashion awards last night for Glamorous Women?
I wasn't invited to the Glamorous Women Awards.
Oh, that's such a par.
That is such a snub, isn't it?
Why not? You're glamorous.
Well, I wasn't last night, actually.
I thought you were a fashionista.
I've been for a swim. Phil said, is your hair greasy or wet? If you have to ask.
Okay, let's get on with it then. Let's play Real or No Real with the very fashionable Alice Levine.
I'm wearing a Mary Berry-style floral bomber jacket today.
Is borrowed off Maz Bez.
This is actually a Maz Bez one.
Is it
but I think of myself
shop?
As a younger Mary Berry.
That's kind of the dream, isn't it?
This is what she'd wear when she's going, it's got a soggy bottom.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Is it a charity shop job, that? No, I mean that nice, what do you call that, vintage?
Excuse me?
Is it vintage?
Is it from a charity shop?
Is it vintage?
It's brand new.
You can imagine her though, can't you, going around the old Oxfams. Anyway, real or no real?
Almost every shopping mall, train station and gym in China plays the same 1989 Kenny G saxophone track on the speakers to clear people out at home time.
What?
Well, it would, wouldn't it?
Why would the saxophone clear people out? I don't understand.
Is it like that tone that only young people can hear? Do you remember for a while they were like a dog whistle when they were going to play it outside of shops? Yeah.
Yeah, only under 25s could hear it.
Yeah, I can't.
So the weird going home music that they play in China, it's the same one and it clears everybody. It's like, get out. Mm. They should do it in pubs here at the end of the night.
So it's the equivalent of switching the lights on.
So here's the music that we're claiming clears them out in China. Get out. Everyone leaves. Bosh. Job done.
It sounds like when there's a problem on the TV and they don't know what to do.
When was that last on?
So, sorry, we can't bring you Homes right. Under the Hammer at the moment.
No, but that doesn't happen anymore. That's not happened for years.
Is it not?
No.
Have you ever had to do that? You strike me as someone
no.
who's had to... Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what's happened there, but there's a...
No, hardly... Right, that hardly ever happens.
Do it with the song.
Well, we seem to have a few technical issues with Bargain Hunt at the moment, but we hope to return you to our normal programming soon here on BBC One.
Definitely is. It's like a test card.
Absolutely nothing to worry about here.
But that is a who. Real or no real, China's weird sax going home music.
I'm going to say real.
And I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Oh. Do you know what they should use? That new Cheryl Cole one. I'm crazy, stupid love. Get out.
Get the brass on.
Yep. And next on Real or No Real... What do you think about this?
Longshore drift doesn't really exist. It was made up by exam boards as there wasn't enough on the geography syllabus.
I can believe that because I've never heard it mentioned since GCSE geography, and I've also never heard anybody talk about a stone groin, which they talked about all the time.
Yes,
and I've never
did.
Used that, never.
I was livid. What was that then, stone groin?
I think it was just like, well, I don't even know, because I think they even made up the definition of what that was, but it was along with Longshore, it was the same crew as Longshore drift, like the same gang.
The same crew.
It was the same crew. Same vibes as that. But the Longshore drift, that's where all the pebbles move up the beach, isn't it?
Yeah.
Am I the only one that studied? You're all like, loser. Why do you still know that?
Yeah, still
impressive,
know it.
Impressive geography.
Still got my flashcards.
But did they do it just to annoy pupils because there wasn't enough?
You really insult people who do geography when you say it's just colouring in.
It is.
I think we've said this before, and actually some of them do agree, but it does cause quite a backlash when you do say that, but it kind of is.
But what they don't mind is, because my friend Lucy's a geography teacher, and they do all have a really brightly coloured cagoule and a brightly coloured backpack. They don't mind that because that is standard.
Okay. So hello if you're doing your GCSE geography at the moment, and lots of colouring in there. It's going to help. Longshore drift invented to annoy school pupils. Real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Yes, Alice, you got that one right. It is not made up. And next.
Phil Taggart sleeps with a bucket next to his bed in case he needs a wee during the night.
Oh, God.
But does he have a toilet? I've not actually been around his yet.
I think this is almost definitely real, but also because I think that boys have a thing about how long it takes to get to the loo, and I know that my boyfriend said once, like, potties are actually not the worst idea. You know, like Victorian potties.
What, because you can't judge it, do you mean?
No, because it's like...
It's convenient.
It's just so far to go. We live in quite a small flat, so I don't know where he's getting this idea of grandeur from. Like, oh, down all those flights of stairs. We don't even have stairs. But he was like, yeah, it's not the worst idea to have a potty. Then his mum was like, that isn't the worst idea.
Shall I not
marry into that family?
I agree, but not for your house, because your place blatantly has a bidet and such.
The Levines do actually have a bidet.
Of course they do. Do you ever use it?
Ken sometimes washes his feet in it in a hot summer.
Oh, Ken! But have you used it? You must have.
No.
Yeah, you have once.
Like when we first got it.
Yes! Phil Taggart is a dirty boy. Real or no real?
I'm saying real.
I don't know how you found this out, but it's real.
That one is no real.
See?
It clearly is.
That shows you, shows everyone what you think of Phil Taggart, doesn't it? Take that back.
Sorry.
And next.
The culmination of the opening ceremony of the 1994 World Cup was supposed to be Diana Ross scoring a penalty whilst singing I'm Coming Out. She missed.
Oh. That's.
I would love to do this.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so it's the World Cup ceremony, so I'm
imagining. Yeah, can we break this down?
So yeah, let's think about this. They wouldn't have made this a hard shot. It's not like she's probably got to take on a few players.
Yeah, she's not going to, like, tackle anyone.
No, she's got to get it in the goal.
It's going to be a token shot. So that suggests to me it's going to be quite easy to do.
But she'll be wearing, like, a ball gown or something, won't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the idea to miss is going to be... Because I imagine the ball's set up in front of the goal. She's just got to score. That's how I'm imagining it. Mm. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
You do remember it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right, okay. And am I right?
Can't say, can I?
Can't say, okay. I don't know.
Of all the people to pick, why would they make her take a shot? Why wouldn't they just be like, sing a song and we'll get somebody else to... Is she known for a sporting prowess,
no.
Diana?
No.
But also, I'm Coming Out doesn't strike me as the World Cup anthem. Do you know what I mean? Doesn't strike me as the song that would be used as a...
I'm Coming Out, that one.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we all like that one, don't we?
I love that.
Yeah, but there's no Waka Waka, is it?
Maybe that was the official... World Cup song in 1994.
That would be an odd shout.
Real or no real?
I was only about two, so stage age. No. I bet she's got in a contract that like she won't break a sweat. So I'm saying no.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Oh, I've seen the video. No,
is this it? Are you showing
the video
it to me right now?
And it is absolutely brilliant. Just search for Diana Ross Epic Fail and you'll find it.
Why is she running for so long? Watch.
She's singing I'm Coming Out, and then... Oh!
Oh, my God.
She missed.
Absolute idiot, Diana Ross.
And then the actual goal breaks. Yeah. Was that intentional? Okay.
It's so good. And at the end of that round of Real or No Real...
I got 20, Alice got 10.
Oh, I'm getting worse by the day.
It's not looking good for you, Levine.
Oh, awful.
See you tonight at 10 o'clock. Well, I won't, but on Radio 1.
Loads of live stuff tonight. Some nice bits and pieces.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, my God, we've got some great news. Say it. In you in the bingo tomorrow.
Can we confirm it?
Can we say it?
It's actually happening. John Barnes. Amazing. England legend. Ex-Watford. He's a hero. I just can't believe it. You don't understand what an honour this will be for me. He's the guy who did the rap in that England song. He should be your hero, Scott.
John Barnes is on In You in the Bingo tomorrow.
Yes, what? Yes.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those were the best bits of Wednesday's show. Listen tomorrow between 1 and 4. Listen how excited Chris is. Chris?
Yeah?
Guess who's playing bingo tomorrow?
It's John Barnes!
It's John Barnes off of football. 1:45.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.